The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
September 7th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1995, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off for the 71st flight of an American shuttle.
We have a go for engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Endeavour on the 71st flight of the Space Shuttle on a multifaceted mission.
Houston now controlling the flight of Endeavour.
The crew tested spacewalking and construction techniques in anticipation of work toward the upcoming International Space Station. Dr. James Van Allen, the scientist who insisted on including scientific instruments aboard the earliest American satellites such as Explorer 1, was born today in 1914. His instruments discovered the Van Allen radiation belts encircling the Earth. Film composer Leonard Rosenman, whose movie music included the soundtracks from Star Trek IV, RoboCop 2, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, and Battle for the Planet of the Apes, was born today in 1924. Actor Michael Emerson, who played Benjamin Linus on Lost, was born in 1954.
Who are you people?
We're the good guys, Michael.
In 1955, his lost castmate and former Babylon 5 star Mira Furlan was born.
What glory is there in eliminating an entire race, Kaplan?
Not as much as in the beginning. It's been a long road, Delenn. But we are nearly at the end of our holy war.
But are we any longer holy?
Why is it whenever I see you, you never speak other than to ask questions?
Because questions are all I have left.
TV and movie scriptwriter Alex Kurtzman, half of a team that's worked on everything from Hercules the Legendary Journeys to the big screen reboots of Transformers and Star Trek, was born today in 1973. He now oversees the current Star Trek series. And on this day in 2014, the creator of the popular computer game Lode Runner, Douglas E. Smith, died. It proved to be so popular on floppy disk-based home computers that Lode Runner found its way to game consoles and into arcades within just a few years of its release. On this day, it was time to get lost on Saturday mornings.
To the land of the lost.
As the intrepid Marshall family first found themselves in the dinosaur-inhabited Land of the Lost, on NBC. Also on NBC this day in 1974.
I have an explosive device in my backpack that will start a molecular chain reaction and detonate this asteroid. Your ship will be destroyed.
But so will yours.
All unsuccessful Orion missions end in suicide.
The animated Star Trek began its brief second season, the last episodes of a Star Trek television show, until well into the 1980s. Also in 1974, over on CBS, Captain Marvel made his first TV appearance. The first time Billy Batson said, Shazam!
Billy Batson and his mentor travel the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission. To right wrongs, to develop understanding, and to seek justice for all. In time of dire need, young Billy has been granted the power by the immortals to summon awesome forces at the utterance of a single word.
Shazam!
Which transforms him in a flash into the mightiest of mortal beings, Captain Marvel!
In 1976, Warner Communications bought pioneering video game maker Atari. For only $28 million, Warner became a major player in a very uncrowded field, and the signature product that defined Atari for years to come was still a year away from going on sale. In 1985, ABC premiered the first TV series based on Star Wars.
Lonnie will be getting her hood tonight. It'll be great. Huh, Wicket? Yeah, if Aunt Bozzie doesn't skin me alive first. Listen, kid, you need cheering up. How about a nice relaxing game of... Drop the Zap?
Droids and Ewoks were both Saturday morning cartoons detailing the adventures of 3PO, R2, and Wicket and the Ewoks outside of the original trilogy. In 1987, Sylvester McCoy began his reign as the seventh Doctor Who.
Ah, who's that?
Me.
I'm standing next to you.
That's you, Doctor.
Me?
No wonder I've lost my memory.
You're supposed to be conducting an experiment, not frightening yourself to death.
Experiment?
Yes, it exploded and threw you to the floor. Me too. Knocked us both cold. When I came round, you looked like this.
The explosion must have caused me to regenerate.
You mean... this is what you're going to be like, permanently.
Kicking off the 24th season, part one of Time and the Rani also saw the first ever use of CGI in Doctor Who. And in 1994, Voyager's captain went overboard.
Core centered. Ops has cleared us.
Ready, thrusters? Thrusters ready.
Engage.
Cut. Cut.
As filming ground to a halt on the upcoming Star Trek spin-off thanks to the abrupt departure of its star, Geneviève Bujold. Left without a Captain Janeway in a series pilot that revolves around her, the producers had to shut down production until they could audition and hire a replacement, actress Kate Mulgrew.
Core centered. Ops has cleared us.
Ready, thrusters. Thrusters ready. Initiate launching sequence.
Sequence underway.
Engage.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.